Or I don't know what.
What code?
Would you ever say what he died of?
No, I've heard that expression a whole lot, but it's not used common around here. Mm-hmm.
Or what? Or he died with?
Yeah. He died with, if you knew, he died with measles or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Place where they bury people is called what?
Well, we call it cemetery now. We used to call it a graveyard. Never heard the term cemetery for a long time.
And the container that they would put a body in.
Back in the old days, we called it a coffin.
And nowadays, what?
Casket.
Mm-hmm. And, after the death of a member of the family, the rest of the family might wear black, and they'd say that they're in what?
Mourning.
And if somebody has their joints ache and get stiff, but what'd you say they're suffering from?
Rheumatism.
Say rheumatism, well, do you have any other terms for it? I'm just wondering.
No. I've heard a few old people use the term rheumatism. Bothering so-and-so, but I never heard it used lately.
Say rheumatism is painful, or rheumatism are painful?
Rheumatism is painful.
You can interrupt us anytime you want.
I'm sorry.
Somebody that's easily offended, they're just awfully sensitive. You have one word you use to describe them? Say they're awfully
timid and so easy.
Well, what if they're not so timid? They just take everything personally.
Say it's easy to hurt his feelings or something like that.
Say it's touchy?
Yeah.
Any other terms you use?
Don't think so.
If somebody just won't ever change their mind once they have it made up.
Say he's hard-headed or stubborn. Got a mind of his own or something like that.
Somebody's